Bob.
Oh, yes. You are pumped. What you listening to on those headphones, man?
I was just listening to a little Led Zeppelin. Sweet, huh?
Yeah, getting really ready for this party. Look at this place.
It's beautiful. Right. Man, happy holidays. Look at this. Oh, wow. You really did it up.
Yeah, I know. Look what's on the tree.
Look at the tree. You've got little sweet tarts on there.
Man,
just for me.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I got
sugar cookies, everyone handmade.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not normally one to get too terribly excited about parties, but I'm pretty excited about this one. I mean, I saw the Evite you sent out.
Right.
First of all, Neil Young?
We saw each other, and I winked, and he winked back, and I thought, yep.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he's coming to the party. Yeah. So you got Neil Young. We've got, Kishibashi. I saw he said he's going to come.
He was a natural.
Oh, Sam Phillips is coming. Who else do we got?
Mr. Party.
Oh,
we're going to be dancing around the floor. We're going to be hanging from the ceiling.
He is going to make this party take off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you have anything? Do you have anything to drink?
Yeah, I got some Nog.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
nice.
Be careful, man. Whew. It's the only glasses we got.
Oh, it's strong.
Yeah, well.
That is really strong. So listen, I know that, sometimes we don't always see eye to eye on all the music that we play on the show. And is that windows rattling?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's coming to the party.
But I just want to let you know, I love you, man. No hard feelings. Look, I got you a little something.
Aw, thanks, man.
Just go ahead.
Nice.
You can open it.
You did
it now.
Blue wrapping for me, too. That's really thoughtful.
You can go ahead and open that now.
Oh, wow. CD.
I know, right?
Right? Who knew? Oh, man. And it's Polyphonic Spree. I don't even have this one.
You don't have the Holiday Dream?
No, the promo people didn't send me my free copy.
Oh, no. I actually went out and bought this one, too.
Wow.
But it's their holiday CD.
I'll get gas now.
before everyone gets here, I thought maybe...
Yeah, let's together. I'm not going to put on my robe, though. I'm not doing that this time. But let's do it.
I appreciate it, man. Let's play this. This is, they do this sweet, wonderful, beautiful version of John Lennon's Happy Christmas, War is Over.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Happy New Year, let's hope it's a good one.
If I were a hugger, I'd hug you, Bob, but I'm not a hugger.
Thanks for that, CD. That's real. That's great. I mean, and they're going to play the desk. We should have invited them.
Oh, we should have invited them to this part. Although this is a little cabin. I mean, there's like 20 people in that band, and we're going to have all these other people.
Yeah, because they're all of them will be here. It's exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty great.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I love how true they are to
cannot
the,
wait.
To the. Oh, do you need to get that?
Yeah, better. Oh my gosh, it's Julian Coster, Mr. Music Tapes, Neutral Milk Hotel guy. I can't wait for him to bring his saw, his musical saw. Yeah, he should be here any minute,
oh,
too.
Yeah, this is
going to
be great.
Because, you know, we're getting close to the big party time.
Yeah.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, Bob.
How are you, man?
Robin.
You getting close? You close? You here?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm afraid I don't think I can make it, guys.
Oh. What's the matter? You're all right? You sound concerned.
Well, one of my saws is a cold.
One of your singing saws?
It's one of the youngest.
Did you name
them? Yeah, no, it's North. It's North.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry.
What's the symptom of a saw with a cold?
They kind of droop.
Oh, jeez, that's so...
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, if you know them well, you can always tell.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry
what do
to
you
hear
do?
That. I do. Yeah, you can't really.
You tuck it in bed. I don't even know where to begin with that.
Yeah, well, you have to kind of sit by the bedside with a hot water bottle and tell them stories and stuff. You know.
You've done this before. I could tell.
Yeah.
I'm so
kids
sorry,
colds are always the worst.
This was going to be quite a party.
Yeah, you're really missing it. It's about like, to take off.
Yeah.
It's
I'm really sorry, guys. Yeah. I feel so.
I got my bells, man. I got my bells.
Yeah.
Well, give our love to your saw.
Is that happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for you guys? I mean, I feel really terrible abandoning you guys.
I wouldn't say no to it. So we were really hoping you were going to bring the saw and do a song for us.
Yeah.
But
you got any
chance you could do that now?
Well, you know, we've got the whole band here, you know, because it takes a bunch of people to care for a sick saw. So, I mean, we could.
Oh, my God. Would you?
Hey, guys. You guys want to play a song over the phone to Bob and Robin?
This is great. This is all right.
Can we
do that? Can we play you guys a song?
Oh, yeah, please. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. And I hope the saw that's laying in bed doesn't feel, out of it, left out.
Yeah.
Well, no, you kind of have to sing to them constantly when they're sick. So that's why, we're all set up and everything.
Go for it.
All right.
Call up
ready,
the troops.
Guys?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The snow is falling, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Bravo!
Woo! That was wonderful. That even sounded good over the phone, too.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, everybody. That was amazing.
Yeah, thank the band for us.
Oh, yeah. They say thank you.
And happy holidays. Great choice of a song, by the way.
Oh, no. It's all we could do. I'm sorry we couldn't come.
Okay.
No worries. Happy holidays to you and everyone else.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Cheers.
Take care. Well, that's too bad he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a lovely song. And
we'll be minus a saw. And
yeah, he'll be missed, but, we still all know this party is going to be awesome.
Yes. Hey, before they come, can I give you good nod, right?
Yes, good nod.
Can I give you my present? I mean, I don't want you to think I didn't give you one.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that, Bob.
I know, I never do, but just this once.
Yes.
Don't come to expect, too much, but I just... I know. I remember we discovered this artist together so many years ago.
Oh, Sufjan Stevens. Yeah. How did you know I didn't have this box set yet?
Yeah,
we share an office together.
Because I took it off your desk.
I guess that's one reason.
Yeah.
Oh, it's substantial.
Got 5 discs.
Yeah. Let's see.
Look at all that.
Oh, and stickers. Oh, this is nice.
Isn't that amazing?
Is this a poster?
Oh, they're little. I think they're tattoos, right?
Oh, tattoos. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. Well, you know what? We should.
Just kick it off.
We should put something on right now. What do you want to hear?
I'd say put on "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." What do you think? Right.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some of this. Cheers.
Oh. Steady on the eggnog. Oh, you're switching to wine now.
Just a little.
Oh, nice.
Have
And there's four more discs.
That, I love that.
You know, there's 100 Sufjan Stevens songs. We could, if we weren't having all these people over, we could just sit and listen to Sufjan on that.
Does he do that? How does he do that?
Know. His the holiday show, which was at the 9:30 Club recently, was just so much fun.
So I'm kind of hungry, but I'm looking around here, and what is that?
It's not quite ready.
It's the strangest.
It's a 20-pound bird, first of all, and it's injected with 8 ounces of vodka.
What?
Yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, most people don't know. You're a pretty heavy drinker, Bob. No, I'm kidding. But wow, that sounds like that's
home for the holidays.
But, Wow. Oh. Yeah. Well, I got to say, renting this cabin in the woods was just about the smartest idea you've had.
I thought this was your idea, but I'll take the credit.
No, I thought. Well, whatever. It's great idea for a party. We're out in the middle of nowhere, and
all these great musicians
these amazing
are coming.
People are coming. I can't believe you managed to pull off that. When I saw your Evite go out with Neil Young.
Yeah.
Neil Young is coming to the party.
Kishibashi
is coming to the party, and
I'm sorry, Julian Costner can't.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Can't make it, but you know what are you gonna do?
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company.
What is that? Do you have another phone call?
Yes, it's my ringtone for Dan Deacon.
Oh, you don't want to keep him waiting.
All the energy you want, all the service you need.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how's it going? Robin, how are you?
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Great. So I can't wait, right? This is gonna be amazing. So much fun, so many people.
Yeah, you're missing.
I think you should wait.
What?
I think you should. I'm not gonna actually be able to make it.
Dan, really?
Yeah, I've started to shrink at an exponential rate.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I hate that.
I know. I've put the ointment on, and it's not working, and it just keeps going.
Well, listen, if the rash persists, you're going to want to discontinue use.
Well, it's not so much a rash. It's just that I'm actually standing right next to the... I can't hear a word you're saying because I'm so small that the phone's laying on a table, and I'm standing next to the microphone yelling into it. So I just assumed you were talking about a rash.
This is not only bad news, but it's news. I think we should blog this.
Yeah. This is a drag.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Listen, could we have your skull?
I just ran over to the earpiece and heard something about a blog. Don't put it on the blog.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll miss you. Could we play some music from... Why am I shouting to him? He's small. I'm not, right?
Yeah.
Well, could we play some music? You got some music we can play? We're all alone.
I had something in the corporate holiday spirit. Ed Schrader and I wrote a song called Electronica Hanukkah when we were... commissioned by a large company to write a piece of music that I know for a fact they did not enjoy. So maybe the masses will enjoy it.
That's awesome.
We wish you could be here.
Yeah, get well.
Oh, me too. Yeah, one of these days I'll definitely...
when you grow up. Or get
big. I'm pretty sure it'll reverse as soon as you know the holidays
over,
as soon as you know our party's done and there's nothing else to worry about.
This is okay though, right, Robin? I mean, we've got a lot of people coming.
No, it's fine. It's too bad you can't be here my gosh, we've got Kishibashi's coming, Sharon Van Etten. It's going to be a good party.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but anyway, no worries. Take care and get big.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
See you in the future.
Who's gonna get my Blu-rays? Who's gonna get me DVDs, flat screen, MP3, stereo system? Getting gifts of gigabytes, now we going digital. Megapixel zoom lens, mom, you gotta do this. Who's gonna get my Blu-rays? Who's gonna get me DVDs, flat screen, MP3, stereo system? Getting gifts of gigabytes, now we going digital. Megapixel zoom lens, mom, you gotta do this. So I can get my radio, laptop, wireless, mirror projections. But to get that GPS, we going on a vacation.
Don't know why they might have rejected that song.
Yeah, well, he really captured the holiday spirit with that one. Oh, Dan. Well, that's only a couple of cancellations so far. I mean, you know, Julian and Dan. I felt so bad for Julian.
They would have not. They would have liked each other.
Yeah, they would have hit it off. Well, next year though, and it's still going to be a pretty happening party.
Yeah, we got Neil Young coming.
Wait for
him. He's going to love. Look at my pies. Look at these pies that I made.
Oh my! Did you do those?
Absolutely.
You bake those pies?
You want to describe these pumpkins?
It looks like an old man.
It's called Pap. Or Pappy Pies.
Pappy Pies. It also looks like Pac-Man eating the old man pies. You made those all by yourself?
Yeah, I did. These are pecan apple pumpkin pie. So Pap, or I call them Pappy Pies. Because if you put a little eyeballs in it, it looks like an old grandfather with the marshmallows and the beard. Huh. What you got there?
Hold on. I got another call. Just a second.
Boy, the calls are coming in, but no one's knocking at the door.
It's Sam. Sam Phillips.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Sam, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, I just had to call you. I thank you so much for your invitation.
Wasn't it nice?
But I can't make it. I can't come. I feel so bad. But, you know, I am in intense pet therapy with my dog.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's the holidays are so hard for him. There was some sort of trauma. We're not really sure what the trauma was, but he has an intense fear of the flocking on Christmas trees.
Oh my.
And in fact, we think that maybe at some point he was flocked.
Oh, we could take our flocking off. I mean, it's really okay. We could just or blindfold your dog.
Yeah, well, you know, but it's just we're in these therapy sessions right now, just trying to work through this with the pet therapist, and I just feel like I can't leave town. I can't, you know, I have to be here for him.
Yeah. That's deep.
Well, I mean, I guess this is a really hard time of year for him.
I guess this is quite common for pets. Who knew? I mean, I have a friend that has a cat that seems to be having some sort of, you know, thing during the holidays. I think it's more the continuous, you know, Christmas music over and over again that makes the cat nervous. But you know, I am so sorry, and I hope you have a wonderful
reasonable
party.
Reasonable excuse. I hadn't ever heard
fair.
That one before.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
You know, I was hoping you were going to play It Doesn't Feel Like Christmas for us when you came in tonight. You know, bring that amazing guitar of yours.
Yeah. I was working on a solo, like a theremin part in the middle I was going to play. I was so excited. I only spent 2 weeks on it. It's probably okay.
Well, theremin, it's hard not to drop everything for a theremin because that is one of my favorite instruments of all time, but... You know,
and the dog. Dogs love the theremin.
Versus Arnie the dog. It's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go ahead and play It Doesn't Feel Like Christmas anyway, even though it won't feel like Christmas.
So then we should play It Does Feel Like Christmas.
Could
we remake it?
If you could send it out to Arnie, my dog, that would... Oh, you know,
Arnie.
I'll have the radio on, and hopefully it'll make him feel a little bit better about the season.
Oh, what kind of dog is Arnie?
He's a little bit of everything. He's a little mutt.
Oh, those are the best kind.
Yeah. If he feels like talking, we'll see how the therapy goes.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Sam. I'm sorry you can't be here, but I...
I'm so sorry, too, but hopefully, you know, next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
Well, it's going to be even bigger.
You know, we'll have even a bigger party, yeah. So yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully, you know, we'll see. Maybe Arnie will even be cured by then.
Oh. Well, tell him to take care.
Yeah, give him a kiss for me.
Oh, and happy holidays.
I will. Happy holidays to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
Should we?
We've been okay to have a dog here, too.
Yeah, it would have been nice. I keep hearing one barking somewhere. Is that just outside? Is that
I
what
don't
is
know.
That?
It's kind of cold out there.
Well, should we go ahead and play Sam's song, It Doesn't Feel Like Christmas?
Sure.
It's getting too sentimental as the cool dark nights get longer and longer this time next year. I hope that you'll be here with me this time next year. Nights keep ringing with my dreaming pieces like tiny lights this time next year. I hope that you'll be here with me this time next year. Before you left, the nights were warm and the light was long with you here. Now the holidays are falling. My longing for a new year. It doesn't feel like Christmas when you're so far away this time next year. I hope that you'll be here with me this time next year. Doesn't feel like Christmas when you're so far away this time next year. I hope that you'll be here with me this time next year. Doesn't feel like Christmas this time next year. You'll be here.
She loves bells, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she had any idea how much I don't like sleigh bells.
But remember these?
I do remember those. You know, maybe it's time we just put the past behind us and move on and never hear the sleigh bells ever again, huh?
Uh-oh. I was gonna wear these the rest of the night. You don't think so? These are sleigh bells on a leather strap?
Think of the children, Bob.
Yeah,
this is a party, you know? This is a festive. And, you know, honestly, I love that song so much by Sam, and I'm trying not to get down because this is
the only person I know that sleigh bells brings you down.
No, it's not the sleigh bells. Oh. It's just Julian's canceled and Dan Deacon's canceled, and now Sam. It's like nobody showed up for
Christmas.
Our little
party is not falling apart. I've got some great food. You want some food?
Yeah, I do. Let's see. What is this? Haggis?
Well, it's kind of a haggis. It's sort of a vegan haggis.
Didn't even know there was such a thing.
No. It's made of corn. You know what corn is? Which is kind of a mushroom pasty thing that's kind of see? Look at the smile. That's not a smile.
I thought I heard a tooth.
Oh. Inside it embedded are walnut shells.
Oh.
And if you get the walnut shell, you win a prize.
Keep your day job, man. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna dig in.
But, good eggnog, though. Good eggnog.
Yeah. Oh, I know that ringtone. I know it can only be one person.
Oh, who?
It's Kei.
Kishibashi.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
Party is just a...
It'll
take off soon.
Okay.
You lost it because of...
Oh.
What?
The party today.
Yeah. You're on the one you're driving to.
You know, you never sent me the directions, and...
I think they were in the Evite. I'm pretty sure that was in the Evite.
You got the Evite with the frankincense.
Yeah, but I'm already on my way home. I mean, it's like, I have to do all these things, and it's like, I have all the social media stuff.
It the last show we made him like the favorite artist of the year.
Yeah, I don't want to play that card.
We could probably, but I mean,
I feel really bad.
Sam Phillips can't make it. You know, Julian Coster said he can't make it. Dan Deacon said he. You got to come, dude.
Surely
I don't want
to
pressure
artist,
you.
The new
I mean,
artist
all those guys can't make it. Sounds like a great party. You know,
well, it's early.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
All right, listen.
Yeah, look, I'm dying.
All right.
Listen. And I'm pregnant. I'm sorry.
That is quite...
You should probably get home.
I think I'm still drunk from last night.
Yeah, you shouldn't be drunk or pregnant.
I shouldn't be driving anyways.
Pregnant, no.
Well, we were kind of hoping you'd play. You did this new holiday song we thought you'd maybe play for us.
Something we were looking forward to, right?
You know, if you really want to hear a great version of that, you can just play it. You know, that's really the most accurate way to recreate that song. You put it in your CD, you know, you can put it
We could do that.
Let's just play this.
Robin, this will be fun because I've got really good new speakers and stuff.
Great. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
We don't want to keep you.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I have at least 3 posters to sign at home, too, you know, so.
This is our biggest letdown yet. I mean, this is.
Yeah, well, Neil Young's going to make it, so.
So
you're just going to miss Neil Young.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's okay because it's going to be me and Robin, and it's going to be Neil Young.
Oh,
all right.
Great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, sir. Bye.
Well, what are you going to do?
You know? I guess we go to our website and play the song.
All right, we'll do what he says. Yeah. It's Christmas, but it's not white.
One more hit for NPR music. Sweet song.
That is gorgeous.
Oh, the only thing wrong with that song is it's about 4 or 5 minutes too short. Yeah. That is a lovely, lovely song.
And he's not in this beautiful cabin in the woods that we have. Renting.
Having some of this eggnog.
Yeah. Having some of the eggnog, yum.
Oh, sweet tart, Bob?
Off the tree.
Sweet tart for a sweetheart.
I'm put it that way. I may pass and have a little bit of this.
I won't say no to the bubbly.
Yeah. It's really good. This is going to still be.
This is still going to be hands down.
Oh my God! I bet it's Neil Young.
Please be Neil.
Neil.
Yeah, I'm looking for Robin Hilton.
Oh, that's me. I'm Robin.
I got a telegram for you. You sign, please.
Telegram, sure.
Who's it from, then?
I don't know. We'll see. Thanks a lot.
Nice little shindig you guys got going here.
It's pretty happening. It's a pretty hot party.
You see it, right?
Yeah.
You see the penguin lights?
Have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a happy holiday,
he'd like
too.
Okay. I'm telling you, like. So what is it?
I don't know. Let's take a look. Telegram. I've never had a telegram before. Oh, it's from Sharon Van Etten.
Yeah.
Sharon. Robin, I'm so sorry I'm missing your party. Stop. Hmm. I'm on tour in Europe right now. Stop.
That's right.
She is. I wish I could call you. Stop. Much love to you and your family. Stop. Sharon. P.S. Stop. Hmm. I wonder what that last, little bit means.
You might want to put that in your pocket, and when you're not drinking the eggnog, kind of read it again.
Now, you know what? It's.
I'm not going to. We're not going to talk about this night. It's a great night.
It's a beautiful night.
A beautiful
night. You know,
the wind howling.
You know, she would have really, really...
She'd love Neil, right?
She would love to see Neil and...
Her and Neil, they could do a record together, and it would have happened tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
But you know what? She just recorded this song with Rufus Wainwright. Maybe I was hoping, you know, I knew Rufus couldn't make it to the party tonight, but maybe we should just play the song that they did together.
Okay, all right.
Because as you said, it's cold, and the song is appropriately called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening
on while I pour.
My neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars.
I really can't stay.
Bob, I gotta go. It's cold outside.
Yeah, the party's gone. All right, so yeah. Sharon, she had a good excuse. I mean, Kishi's excuse was three posters to sign.
I got posters to sign?
I thought he liked that.
I'm going to have a drink here. This one's for Sharon, and why not? Rufus, too. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Cheers, Bob.
Thank you, man.
A little Woo! Eggnog for it. What did you put in there? Is that like motor oil or something?
We're going to play another song. I'm going to come back and give you my recipe for eggnog.
What is this?
Sharon actually didn't write that for me and you.
I know.
So there's a collection that's out.
Oh, the Holidays Rule CD.
Yeah. And a lot of great artists we know and love, Heartless Bastards and Eleanor Friedberger.
Nothing says Holidays like Heartless Bastards. Well, you know, Fun is on that record. They do Sleigh Ride and Calexico. I
like the Civil Wars tune, though. That they do I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Let's
go ahead and play that. Because I bet if we put on a piece of music about bells,
everyone's going to start showing
show up.
That's exactly what happens. Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Let's do it.
Wind howling and that music playing.
No,
how do you like my speakers, man?
Sounds great in this for a log cabin.
Yeah, they're the size of thumbs, right? That's what's really cool about these.
I can't believe the sound you get out of them. Well, you know what? That really warmed up this little cabin for our party tonight. And people have been canceling, but that song has rejuvenated me, and I am ready to go.
Yes.
Oh, it's Michael. Michael Benjamin Leonard.
Oh, hey, cool.
I'll put him on speaker. Hey, Michael.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up? Oh. Are you getting close?
We're getting semi close.
Okay.
Like a mile or something? Because this party, a rocket.
Yeah, a rocket is a good way to describe this party, because it is about to take off.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk to you about that. I actually am not sure I'm going to be able to make it, actually.
Oh.
So what's going on? Are you just...
Well,
he doesn't like you.
It's the day that Netflix releases a bunch of new titles to their streaming platform,
I thought about that.
I I kind of got to be there for that, because I kind of need to be the first wave of people to watch it before it goes away. And, you know, I really want to be there, but
I mean,
it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So
there's a bunch of new Ken Burns documentaries that are coming out, and you know, I need to watch them. So.
Do you tweet when you watch them so that people know you do this? Because you could do this another day and no one would know.
I kind of do. I kind of like live tweet it while I'm watching it. So
I'm a human being.
And I have a lot of followers on Twitter, so they'd be really disappointed if I didn't do that. So
yeah, you are a big deal. I mean.
That's why you're coming to our party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we invited you, you know. So,
Come on anyway, though.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah,
bring your movies.
Yeah, I will try my best, but those Ken Burns documentaries are really, really long.
You know, you did this killer version of the Kinks' Father Christmas, and I was kind of hoping you were going to play that for everybody when you.
I learned how to play bass for that, so I'm really eager when you show up.
Well,
I didn't know you played bass, Bob.
I spent 3 weeks learning Michael's part. I mean, if he didn't want to show up, it's...
You know what? We have the song, so...
I thought he was your friend.
We'll play it.
Perfect.
Oh, well, so take care watching your movies, I guess.
Yeah, and have a fun party.
Yeah, tie one on.
You're like, no, I got to do the trick. Cheers, man. What is in this?
It really
tastes like... Like gasoline.
It's homemade brandy, so you think it's gasoline. It's like 6 eggs. You separate them. You put in some wine, you know, fine sugar, salt, vanilla. You put in your brandy. A couple of cups. Put in the milk and the whipping cream.
Let's just listen to Telekinesis do Father Christmas.
I'll tell you more maybe when the song's playing.
Drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us a noise. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with your silly toys.
You know, that almost takes the sting out of him canceling tonight. Well,
that's a great Kinks song, Christmas song. I like
He's a big Kinks fan, you know, Michael.
Yeah, I invited him over to come listen to Kinks Vinyl because he's having trouble finding all the Kinks Vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck with him actually showing up for that. You know, this is terrible. I sound a little bitter. I don't want to be bitter. It's the holidays.
We do all these things, these musicians, and we,
I'm just going to have some more Smarties and a little more wine.
Well, I know, it's you and me.
Well, you know what? It's still a cozy place, this cabin. Pretty deep in the woods here. It's a cold night.
It's a little hard to get to.
I get that too, and it's cold and the wind's howling outside, but we've got this fire in the fireplace. I mean, I get people not wanting to get out in the cold, but I mean, come on. It's the All Songs Considered annual holiday Christmas party, come on.
When Neil shows up, so I'll be a little disappointed because it won't be a lot of people, but he's going to like the cabin.
You know what? It's perfect because it's just going to be us and Neil. And there's still a lot of other people coming. I mean, and frankly, at this point, I can't even imagine what can happen next.
Hey, Robin, you know who this ringtone is?
I don't know. I don't.
This is totally Nellie Mackay.
Oh, sweet. Oh, yeah. She must be close.
And she's great for holidays.
I know.
She is all about the holiday party. Nellie. How are you doing?
Bob, this is Bob.
It is. It's our holiday party Bob and holiday party Robin.
Oh, hello, Robin. How's it going?
It's going great. Where are you? Are you close?
Yeah, the party's just, going to get going.
It's about to take off.
Again.
No, I'm sorry. I was riding a motorcycle, and I got in an accident.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry to hear that. When was this? Just now?
Oh, yeah, it was just earlier, and I guess I should have taken lessons first, but I got my legs in a cast, lots of painkillers, and...
I'm so sorry to hear that.
How you doing?
Well, we were just disappointed.
Yeah, we'd be a lot better if you were coming, but...
Was it a sharp turn, or are you going fast?
Gravel road, and I thought I saw a horse on a roof.
That would be distracting when I was...
Lost control, yeah.
You sure it wasn't a reindeer or something, maybe? I'm sure it was a horse.
No, it was a horse.
A horse on a roof.
I've never seen one of those before.
Was it lit up?
It was a horse. Pony.
Oh, wow.
Gray.
Oh. That was the last thing you remember, right? That's just
hard to remember much, but I knew I had to call you, and I wasn't sure why.
Well, at the party, but
Robin and I could sing you a song. Actually, it might be better if we.
We were kind of hoping you'd do a song when you got here, and but.
Oh no, I only work for money now, so.
but this was our party. You would have done it for our party, right?
Because they always say, if you're a dentist at a party, people don't say, hey, could you give me a drill while you're here? But musicians, they always, they expect you to work for free, and, we got to unionize.
That's the Christmas spirit. I never thought of it that way. I see your
that's cool.
Point, We didn't invite any dentists, did we?
No.
Yeah, you'd probably be the only person who would probably show up today, right? I mean, well, thanks, Nick. Well, you take care. If you need any pain medicine, we'll take that offline.
Take care of yourself.
You're an intelligent man.
Bob?
No, you, Robin.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I figured it. It's just the way it goes with me today. It's been this whole day. It's been one letdown after another.
Okay, sweet dreams.
You're going to sleep, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good night.
Good night. We love her.
I love her, too. What are you going to do?
Que sera, sera.
Yeah, exactly.
I worked on this fancy, I got a triangle, which is kind of like a ukulele, and I was going to do this, like flashy solo part in the middle of this
waltz.
The one with the armadillo shell, and I was going to play a part. It doesn't matter that I spent many months working up my parts for this party. I have them now.
Yeah.
I can do them alone. Yeah. So anyway, she's got a song, A Christmas Waltz, and we can play that song without my tarango.
Yeah. Without Bob's tarango, here's Nellie Mackay's Christmas Waltz, I guess. Huh?
frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing.
Yeah, that was pretty lovely.
It was pretty lovely.
Really set the mood, I guess.
Yeah, my little tiny thumb speakers, right?
Yeah.
Cute, aren't
sound,
they?
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, Nellie, she crashed a motorcycle, I guess. Michael had some DVDs he needed to watch.
Okay, all right.
You know, what was Sam? Oh, Sam's dog was...
Well, Sam's dog was in psychiatric care.
True, that's true.
I mean, in the middle of this session.
Nothing we can do about that. Sharon's on tour.
Well, I mean, Julian Saw was sick. So
Julian Saw was sick. There's nothing we can do about that. And Dan Deacon shrank.
He's a size smaller than his phone.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. Yeah. When you shrink like that, and then Kishibashi, you know, I mean, I don't even know what. He had so much going on. I feel really
three
badly.
Three posters to sign. You know, he's a busy dude.
But there's still some people coming, and, you know, some of our closest friends, you know, like, for example, Carrie, right?
Yeah,
you
Carrie Brownstein.
You know, we can count on Carrie Brownstein being right here. Oh, speak of the devil. It's Carrie right now.
The party's starting.
Carrie, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I am. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How are you? All right. What's going on? Are you getting close?
Yeah, I am getting close to what?
Well, to the party. We thought you were on your way to the party, right? It started like... It's already started.
You did the Evite. You got that really the one that popped up and then sort of smoked?
Yeah, and I got all the updates to your Evite letting me know that every minutia...
Yeah.
Every little bit has changed.
And so, you're psyched.
I was very excited. Unfortunately, though, I tried to text you this because I hate telling you this over the phone, but I just can't. I can't make it.
What?
And I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. You can't make what? You can't make dinner?
No,
that's okay, because we have plenty of food. Robin and I
think she's saying she can't make the party.
No, she's not saying that, because it's Carrie.
I know, and it's such a tradition that we absolutely don't have, but I'm not going to come this year. And don't take this as an indicator of years to come, but this year, I'm heading over. I'm going to hang out with the writers at Pitchfork and Stereogum. We're just going to leave anonymous comments on Brooklyn Vegan.
That I can understand.
That's
that. Yeah. The party here, though, is me and Robin. You know, like the guys used to
and
show with.
More. I mean, it's going to be
big. Oh, and yes. Yeah.
It's really going to take off like a rocket.
Can I just say,
anytime?
Yeah.
Sure, you can't make it.
Yeah, but I also I have to clean out my glove compartment in my car, and I was kind of thinking of doing like a California Closets thing in there because it's so disorganized. And also, I was going to try to make skis. It's just wood, right?
And wax. Yeah, wax.
I think that's right.
We've got wax. Just tell her I've got wax here.
Well, Carrie...
I have a ski-making machine in our garage.
It's hard to compete with
near
all of
the
that.
Tree.
We were hoping that maybe you were gonna maybe spin something for us when you came here.
Do you like bacon ice cream?
Could you at least tell us what song you'd like to hear, and then we can play that maybe?
Sure, I do have a song for you to play. It's Why don't you guys play that Clarence Carter song, Backdoor Santa? Oh. It reminds me of both you guys.
Well, good luck with the glove compartment and the skis.
Thanks.
And the other people.
Pitchfork.
The other people you'll be hanging out with.
I bet you guys look cute in those little onesies that you're wearing.
Did you see that picture on that grade? Did you like the pointy part? The pointy hat, I mean.
I loved the pointy part, yes. I did. Yeah, that was very cute. That was very cute. And it's weird that Robin was like, no, I don't need a flap on the bottom. I'm fine. So I guess you're wearing a diaper, and that's cute, too.
Can I get another drink?
Well, on that note, Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa.
Yeah, good luck on that Oregonia show, whatever the thing that you do with Fred.
I appreciate it. Good luck with that that radio thing you're doing. Merry Christmas.
Mm. Merry, yeah. Happy holidays and all.
I'm going to have something to eat while you listen to this.
Yeah, pass me some of that pie.
All right.
Break a day. They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. Look at him. Ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look at him. I come running with my sack girl every time you call me dear. I keep some change in my pocket, and if the children at home, I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. Leave the back door open in case somebody smells a mouse. And wouldn't old Santa be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house? They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my run about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys go out to play. This what they call me on.
I think she picked that one for you.
I'm going to say she did anyway. Yeah. Oh, Carrie, well, I'm sorry she couldn't be here, but right. You know, this party, I have to say, Bob, it's been a disappointment, but on the one hand, and it's not you. Don't take that the wrong way. I mean, it's like the food's good, whatever this is, and, you know, the eggnog is strong, and I mean, I enjoy your company. We've been doing this show together for 13 years.
And that strong eggnog maybe... think of something. I've been wanting to say this to you for a long time. This show is 13 years old. We've been doing this for 12, but I thoroughly enjoy, if you call this work, I truly love working with you. I'm not terribly easy all the time. I know that.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Well, you know, it's funny you say all that because I you know, it's a time for reflecting and being out here in the cabin in the woods. I guess it kind of, I was thinking about it and I thought maybe now would be a good time to tell you something that I've been thinking about too. And it's been weighing on me and something I've always wanted to say to you. I guess if I could say anything, it would be, oh, please be Neil.
I know that knock
be
anywhere.
Neil.
Oh, to live on. Hey, guys.
Stephen Thompson.
Stephen?
Hey, Stephen. Yeah. Now, it's just honestly, tonight hasn't gone quite the way
tonight's not the night, as Neil would say.
Tonight is not the night. Yeah, but it's all right.
Are you guys having a good time?
I mean, it could be better. I mean, it's nice.
It's just me and him again.
I mean, I brought some guests.
Somebody famous?
Hey!
Hey! It's the NPR Music Team.
Oh, my God. Look at it. Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
amazing.
Hey,
Felix. Jacob. Anastasia. Daoud.
Now, as you guys know, I drive a minivan.
Yes. And you?
It seats, I drove all the way here. I managed to fit all of these, what do we got?
Oh, that's
10,
so
12,
sweet.
15 people.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
It was a noisy and kind of stinky ride.
It wouldn't be holidays without a noisy, stinky ride.
Look at the pies I made, everybody. Don't they look great?
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle.
Yes. Awesome.
Oh, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.